A federal judge in Montana has refused to dismiss a lawsuit brought by two tribes against President Donald Trump. The suit claims the president's unilateral permitting of the Keystone XL pipeline in early 2019 violated treaties and the U.S. Constitution. The Rosebud Sioux Tribe and Fort Belknap Indian Community say federal agencies have a duty to consult government-to-government with tribes. In South Dakota, during water management hearings, a Rosebud official outlines the inadequacy of tribal involvement to date. Ben Rodd is the Rosebud Tribe's historic preservation officer. During water hearings earlier this month, Rodd testified that TC Energy has not given the tribes adequate opportunity to survey the pipeline route. TC Energy says the pipeline won't cross into reservation boundaries, but Rodd says the entire route passes through ancestral homelands where indigenous graves and historic sites abound. Here Rodd is questioned by TC Energy attorney James Moore.
Was the Rosebud Sioux Tribe offered a chance to participate in the development of a programmatic agreement for the Keystone XL pipeline?
Yes, it was.
And the Rosebud Sioux Tribe chose not to participate, is that correct?
We chose not to participate simply because the process had not been satisfied yet up to that point.
Rodd tells Moore that the tribe had repeatedly asked for topographical GPS maps and did not receive them. And so the tribe, at Rodd's recommendation, did not participate.
We do not know where this is going. We do not know where it is on the landscape, in what proximity to what sites that we hold significant.
On the day Rodd testified in South Dakota, federal judge Brian Morris released a decision that Rosebud and Fort Belknap's lawsuit could go forward in Montana. Judge Morris denied requests by TC Energy and the Trump administration to dismiss the tribe's claims. Morris held that tribes own inherent sovereign powers that include the authority to exercise some level of civil jurisdiction over non-Indians on their reservations, fee lands, and surface and mineral rights. Morris wrote that Rosebud has sufficiently made its case that TC Energy is required to comply with tribal laws. That lawsuit, as well as another against the Trump administration, can go forward. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.